Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. I'm taking a short break during the holidays from my regular teachings at The Gathering. During the break, I will be sharing newspaper articles I have written on various topics and have also posted on my blog. You can check out my blog on www.themaxwellminutes.com. blogspot.com. And now for today's episode, Uncommon Thanks. We were sitting on a bass boat in El Salto, Mexico, and had just cast our lines into the water. It was a gorgeous morning, and the sun was coming up behind the Sierra Madre Mountains. The scenery was breathtaking, and I marveled at the beauty God had created. It was as if He were painting a majestic picture just for us. I thank God for the beauty that surrounded us. Stephen and I had slipped away for a few days to celebrate our 7th wedding anniversary. I was thankful for the opportunity to have some alone time with him and to get away and relax. As I fished, I thanked God for my husband, the fun we have together, and thanked him for the redemption he had brought into my life. I was truly grateful for all God's provisions. I thanked him for his great love for me also. With the sun rising above the mountains, I began to reflect on my past and the adversity I had experienced and how different my life looked now. I saw the adversity as scars I had and thought of how those scars had reshaped me and each told a story of the goodness of God in my life. I thank God for the scars because without the scars, I wouldn't have known the heart of God like I do today. Ephesians 5:20 states, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Scripture tells us to always be thankful and grateful in all circumstances. Sometimes that is hard to do because the future is uncertain or our adversity is just plain difficult. It is easy to be thankful when things are going our way. God in His wisdom tells us to be thankful. Therefore, it must be good for us. Now, this goes against our society, which oftentimes feels entitled to an easy life. This entitlement produces an attitude of thinking we deserve something, and bitterness can set in when things do not turn out the way we had envisioned. This attitude can keep us self-centered and keeps us focusing on the negative versus what we can give thanks for in those difficult circumstances. God's ways are often uncommon to our thoughts and our self-centered culture. Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God knows what's best for us. Casting my rattle trap into the still water, I reflected on how hard it was to give thanks after losing my late husband. Back in those days, I felt like my life was over. The negative outlook I battled was not easy. However, when I looked for what I was grateful for, it helped my outlook on life. About all I could think of to give thanks for back then was what I was going to learn during this difficult season. Each one of us has an opportunity to press into God during our adversity, and God is a great teacher. He will lead us and teach us great things that can help us and eventually help all those around us. Thanksgiving declares our trust in God and begins to adjust our focus and our attitude and emotions. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." Step by step, God has led me during many days of adversity. Some have been small, and others have been life-changing. All of us deal with hard things in life, and how we approach difficulty can become an opportunity or a stumbling block. So whatever your circumstances are right now, take a moment to give thanks. You can always begin with thanking God that you're loved. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever." You can also be grateful for what God will teach you as you depend on Him, and can thank Him that He will always lead you to victory as you trust Him. I've also learned that thanksgiving draws us into the presence of God, or closer to Him, and that always changes us. Psalms 100, verse 4, encourages us and states, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Thankfulness opens our heart and gets our emotions and our thinking into alignment with God's. 10 years ago, I would have never dreamed I would be sitting on a boat in Mexico enjoying bass fishing with a new man in my life. God creates beauty in the ashes of life and works in ways we cannot see. We had some great days of fishing, catching over 65 fish several days and 152 the last day we were there. Many of those were 4 to 6 pounders. I'm thankful for the quiet hours to sit on the water, still my soul, and reflect on the goodness of God. Thanksgiving is not meant to just be a holiday in November for Americans to celebrate. It's meant to be a lifestyle that is good for us. This year, look for the uncommon things that you can be thankful for, as well as the good things you see in your life. This is Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby, and thanks for listening to today's episode. My heart is to share my life and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday life through real-life experiences with Him. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened as they listen. I have chosen not to charge for a podcast, as I know some cannot afford it, and yet I trust God to speak to those that can support this ministry and pray that they will give to help cover the expenses that are incurred. You can help. Just click on the button that says Become a Patron. I ask God to richly bless those that give. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and those around you. Have a great Thanksgiving. This is Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby.